Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. On Tuesdays this semester, we have been exploring a number of different contemplative practices from different religious traditions. And today our practice is called Lectio Divina, and it comes to us from the Christian tradition. Our leader this morning is Caitlin Reed, and she will tell you a little bit more about this practice. Caitlin is a senior psychology major. She's done a lot of work with the Center for Servant Leadership and is also an intern with the Milkweed Group. So Caitlin is a student of spiritual practices, and we're delighted to have her here with us leading this practice. So I'll turn it over to Caitlin.
All right, I'm so excited that I get to share this practice with you this morning. This practice is called Lectio Divina, and as Siri said, it's rooted in ancient Christian traditions. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to lead you through it, but I'm going to provide you with some framework for how this practice is typically done. So it's done with typically a scripture, but today I'm going to read one of my favorite blessings for you today. And so I'm going to invite you to, the first time I read this passage, to just let yourself be and let yourself think about what's going on with your life and how this passage relates to what you're doing, what's happening today. And so then we'll have some time for silence, and I will read this passage again. And this time, I invite you to think of a word or phrase that stands out to you, and just really trust that that is what God is speaking to you this morning and what your heart needs to hear. And then I will have you share your word or phrase with the person next to you, or maybe just repeat it in your head, and I'll read it through one more final time. And this time, just let yourself really meditate on that word or phrase that stands out to you, and just like be in this space in the silence. And so right now, if all of you want to get comfortable, you can lay down in the pews if that's what you like. Whatever makes you feel more comfortable. And I'll ring this. This is a Tibetan singing bowl. And so I'll ring this, and then we'll have a few minutes of silence, and then I'll start with your reading, okay? May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone. That your soul, in its brightness and belonging, connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect for your own individuality and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny here, that behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful, good, and eternal happening. May you learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation with which God sees you in every moment. A blessing of solitude. Once again, the next time I read through this passage, I invite you to pick out a specific word or phrase that speaks to you. May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone, that your soul, in its brightness and belonging, connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect for your own individuality and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny here. That behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful, good, and eternal happening. May you learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation with which God sees you in every moment. A blessing of solitude. I'm going to read it one more time, or a third time. And this time, trust that whatever thoughts, feelings, sensations that come to you, that that's what God wants you to hear today. And continue to think about your one word or phrase that stood out to you. May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone, that your soul, in its brightness and belonging, connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect for your own individuality and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny here, that behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful, good, and eternal happening. May you learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation with which God sees you in every moment. A blessing of solitude. Please take the next minute and turn to someone next to you and share your word or phrase, and then we'll read it through one more time. Okay, feel free to settle back in. The final stage is called rest, where one rests in silence and solitude. This means listening to God by opening one's heart and soul and letting go of one's own ideas, plans, and meditations. So please just let yourself rest in this final time. And let whatever sensations come to you, just trust that that's what is supposed to happen in this moment. May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone. That your soul, in its brightness and belonging, connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect for your own individuality and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique. That you have a special destiny here. That behind the facade of your life, there is something beautiful, good, and eternal happening. May you learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation with which God sees you in every moment. A blessing of solitude.
For leading us this morning, and thank you also to our musicians who will be performing a postlude. So I invite you to stay seated if you have time to continue your prayer and meditation by enjoying their music.